Hey, it's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So, my wife and I will sometimes play puzzle games together. There's one that we've been playing together, kind of on and off, called The Witness, which we play on our PS4. In it, you wander around this beautiful and hauntingly abandoned island with these derelict machines built into and around the landscape and structures. And on these machines are screens featuring a variety of line-forming puzzles. It's kind of hard to explain without you seeing it. The game starts off simple but satisfying, but it doesn't take long before some of these puzzles had us really scratching our heads. Now, my wife is, without question, the smarter of the two of us when it comes to this kind of thing, and I'm more familiar and intuitive with video games, so we make a pretty good team. But there are times that we just get stuck, like really stuck, like controller throwing stuck, and we have to grudgingly go to the internet for help. I hate it, she absolutely hates it, but sometimes the game just gets the better of us. In our spiritual life, we're going to find ourselves facing puzzles the likes of which we can't intuitively see the solution. But God is there to give us insight and directions beyond what we can figure out on our own. We're going to come across battles with enemies that are too high for our level, but the Holy Spirit is there to empower us beyond our best. And sometimes, yes, we're just going to get ourselves stuck to where we need to hand the controller off and let Jesus take control. It's not a question of if you've got game. It's a question of whose game are you playing? Psalm chapter 10, verse 4 says, "In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God." Well, never let your strengths or weaknesses define how you live your life, because you were made to do so very much more with the Lord's help. Don't let yourself get stuck in a tricky situation, and more importantly, don't find yourself at a game over screen because you never understood, believed, and trusted that God has your back and he's ready to fight your battles. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or come hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I can't stay here.